what was a back and forth battle all game long, but the only run that was scored ended up being the game winner. Starting pitching and relievers too, they were all fantastic in this game, but it's a 1-0 win in extras for Bellingham. Let's go through, I guess, we can't say too much scoring to go through from this one, but let's recap this one here. Both starting pitchers went 6 scoreless innings. Tyler Van Dyke for Bellingham gave up 2 hits, 4 walks, and struck out 4 batters. He was superb. Evan Canfield was also very sharp for Wenatchee. 6 scoreless, 3 hits, 2 walks, and 5 punchouts. Here's another 2-2 from Canfield. On the inside edge, it's in there for called strike 3. Martin is rung up, and that's out number 2 here in the first inning. The 0-2 from Evan Canfield. Right-hander delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 2 punch-outs to cap a 1-2-3 bottom of the first inning. Canfield's pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. 3 consecutive punch-outs at 1 down here in the second inning. The 3-2 offering coming from Evan Canfield. Deep breath and the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike 3. 4 consecutive punch-outs and 2 down here in the second for Bellingham. And the next offering from Canfield, swung on and missed for strike 3. 5th punch out of the game for Canfield, and we head to the 5th. His final punch out of the game was the last out of the 4th inning and the 100th in his Apple Sox career. That strikeout moved him into become just the 3rd player in franchise history to ever record triple-digit strikeouts in their career. Canfield is one back of Quincy Vassar, who gets the ball in the second game of this 3-game set on Saturday night. But an impressive night from him. It's the 4th time this season that Canfield tossed at least 5 innings in as many starts. And he has been superb. But again, a no decision for him in this game. Wenatchee had some chances throughout the night. They would eventually strand 8 men on the base paths in this game. But Bellingham, before walking it off in the 11th inning, nearly did in the 10th inning. They had the bases loaded with 1 out. With 2 outs, beg your pardon. Stephen Hammergren, in his 4th inning of work, was able to get an inning-ending ground ball to the left side to help a force an 11th inning. First pitch, hit to the third base side. Castagnol up with it, flips to second. Let's go to the 11th. Stephen Hammergren gets out of the bases loaded jam. Hammergren was superb. He did suffer the loss of this one. 4 innings of work, 1 hit. That 1 hit that he allowed would come around to score. The 1 run it was earned on 4 walks and 3 strikeouts, 67 pitches for him. But again, he gave the Apple Sox a great opportunity to potentially win this game. The 1-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. Henderson retired as the first out of the 7th inning. 2-2 the count. 1 down, 0 aboard. The pitch. Inside edge. It's in there for called strike 3. Hammergren with his 2nd strikeout, and it's out number 2 here in the 8th. A scoreless game. Bottom of the 10th inning. Bellingham with a man in scoring position. The 0-2. Swing and a miss for strike 3. 2 down in the 10th as Hammergren gets a big out number 2 with his 3rd strikeout of the game. In the 11th inning, though, Bellingham would walk it off. Wenatchee reached, Max Hartman reached on a drag bunt single in the top of the 11th to lead things off. But 2 ground outs and a pop out stranded him at 3rd. We went to the bottom of the 11th. All 4 hitters to come to the plate would reach base, and the Bells walked it off on an RBI single by Logan DeGroote with the bases loaded. Your favorite night of the summer is coming up soon. Join the Apple Sox at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium for Fireworks Night on July 3rd against the Victoria Harbor Cats. Cheer on the Sox for this playoff rematch July 2nd through 4th, and then stick around after the middle game to watch the fireworks light up the sky. Lock in your tickets now for the best night of summer at applesox.com/schedule. Wenatchee Apple Sox Baseball, celebrating summer one inning at a time. We're joined by a former member of the Bellingham Bells, Max Hartman, this summer with the Sox, last year with them. Max, what was that experience like playing here at this park?
It was fun. You know, the crowd gets really into it. They have really good fans here. And the kind of environment that they create is pretty good.
When you went into the off season in between, I know it's fairly early on in the fall that your summer destination gets figured out. Sometimes you see guys return to teams. Sometimes we see them move on to another team in the WCL or another league. What was that process like for you? Was it the Apple Sox reaching out specifically, or was it your placement just went at you, worked out?
It was just kind of the placement. I think the coaches liked the fit of the Apple Sox a little bit better for me, and I went with it. I liked what Mitch did, and so I kind of decided with them that Apple Sox would be a good fit.
It certainly worked out so far, leading the West Coast League in runs scored right now with 25, and you're coming off of a 4 RBI day on Wednesday. You know, we were talking about you trying to add some of those extra base hits in your game. You got your first home run of the summer. What did that feel like in the second inning on Wednesday?
Yeah, it was good. I went up there looking to hunt something early with two outs. I was looking to get a ball somewhere in the gaps to score a guy, right? So it felt really good off the bat, and obviously good to get the first one out of the way.
Hit into that jet stream out in right field. The wind was blowing right that night, but you hit it pretty hard anyway.
Yeah, I mean, I toss-spun it, but definitely the wind gave me something. It's kind of funny when you shag BP out there, and and the ball actually speeds up in the air, so it's pretty cool.
Is that something you had thought about with some of those nights? You'd see the wind howling out to right field. You were probably thinking, boy, I got to just get one in the air tonight.
Yeah, I mean, I have an approach, right? So I have to stick to that most of the time. But it'd sure be nice to get one in the air.
It sure worked out that day. That was such an offensive explosion for you guys. In general, the bats have woken up. And a big reason why has been the hot starts to the game, striking in the first inning. Tell me about what you feel like you're doing differently as a collective unit offensively.
Yeah, I don't know. I think we're swinging at good pitches and looking to drive the ball. Roberto's done a really good job. Obviously, you know that me and Aiden came in as leadoff hitters, and now we have a completely new guy, right? But it's pretty cool how well he does in the leadoff spot, and then me and Aiden are kind of just freed up to swing at really good pitches. So I think that's really working well for us. And then obviously the new guys in the 4, 5, 6 are really good. So
yeah, it led into my next question there, where you have Gonzalez batting ahead of you, Aiden Doherty right behind you. That's got to be nice, don't you? You've got that kind of security in the lineup, I would imagine.
Yeah, no, it's really cool to be in the lineup every day with those guys. Those guys put the ball in play a lot of speed in the top three there. And you know somebody's going to be on almost every time. You know somebody's going to be on, if not two of us, if not three of us.
You guys know entering this weekend, you pretty much control your own fate for locking up the North Division first half title. You know, you won't know whether you've got it locked up after tonight or not, but what is the approach for this team entering this series, knowing you win two, you for certain have it, you win one, there's still plenty of ways to get in?
Yeah, just sticking to what we've been doing, I think, coming together as a team right now with all these new guys. And I think we're doing a good job of just controlling what we can control, like making outs defensively and throwing strikes is really key for us.
Well, looking forward to this one tonight, Max. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Got an extra bedroom in your house? Consider hosting an Apple Sox player this summer. Wenatchee Apple Sox players come to the Apple Capital of the World from all across the country and need homes to stay in. Players are great role models for children and can become your new favorite player to root for at each home game. The Apple Sox thank host parents by giving them free season tickets. To learn more about becoming a host parent, please email info@applesox.com. Apple Sox games are the perfect summer plan for kids of all ages. Kids 11 and younger get in free for all 31 home games this summer thanks to the Wenatchee Valley YMCA. Simply come to the ticket booth with your youngster to get in for free or use the code APPLEKIDS at checkout while purchasing tickets online at applesox.com/schedule. While you're at it, check out applesoxcamps.com to sign up for youth clinics with our players and coaches this summer. Well, it's a tough 1-0 loss for the Apple Sox at 11 innings in the first game of the weekend set between them and the Bellingham Bells at Joe Martin Field. I'm Joel Norman as we wrap things up here from the ballpark as the Apple Sox look to pick themselves up on Saturday. Now, you look at this, there's two games remaining in the first half of the 2024 season. If you're the Edmonton Riverhawks, you're loving the result of tonight. Because the Apple Sox have lost at least once, Wenatchee's magic number is still at 2, with 2 games remaining. If Wenatchee wins once this weekend, and Edmonton also loses once, the Apple Sox will clinch the West Coast League's North Division first half playoff berth. But the way things are going, it's really getting down to the nitty-gritty now. Bellingham is 1 game back of Wenatchee for that first place spot. If Wenatchee wins tomorrow or Sunday, the Bells cannot equal them. So that would mean that they would be eliminated But it would come down to what Edmonton does, because right now Wenatchee is 17-8, a game and a half ahead of the 15-9 Edmonton Riverhawks. We await the action the next 2 days, 6:35 on Saturday, 1:35 on Sunday, to wrap up the first half.